Report: Browns' Myles Garrett expected to be reinstated after suspension. By Dylan Gwynn on February 11, 2020. Browns defensive end Myles Garrett missed the last six games of the 2019 season and continues to serve an indefinite suspension after attacking Steelers quarterback Mason Rudolph with his own helmet. However, that suspension may soon be coming to an end. The NFL Network's Ian Rappaport reported that if Garrett satisfies the back end of all that was required as a part of his suspension, he will be fully reinstated into the NFL. Garrett was placed on indefinite suspension by the NFL following an incident at the end of a Steelers-Browns game last November for hitting Pittsburgh quarterback Mason Rudolph with his own helmet. Garrett initially apologized for his role in the incident. However, Garrett later accused Rudolph of using a racial slur against him. A subsequent investigation found no evidence that Rudolph had used a racial slur. According to CBS, last month, NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell told Cleveland.com's Mary Kay Cabot that he planned to speak with Garrett about a possible reinstatement within the next 60 days. Goodell addressed his timetable to meet with Garrett before he issued his annual Super Bowl press conference from Miami. While Garrett received the heaviest punishment, part of his suspension included the final six games of the 2019 season. Goodell stressed that he wasn't the only player who made a mistake that night. Browns defensive tackle Larry Ogunjobi was suspended for his role in the incident, while Pittsburgh center Marquise Pouncey served a two-game suspension. Both teams were fined $250,000. Garrett's incident with Rudolph was not his only brush with NFL justice last year. The former number one overall pick was also fined for a Week 1 altercation with the Titans' Delanie Walker, and he was fined after two roughing the passer penalties against the Jets in Week 2. Follow Dylan Gwynn on Twitter at @TheMightyGwynn.